matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Vince, how are we doing today, man?
I'm ready to do this, I guess.
Well, I don't sound
all that ready, Vince.
No, but I do want to thank you for that amazingly descriptive email. I think we both really enjoyed that tale, which you will now get to share with everyone, I guess. So let's get started. You want to tell us about you and Kat?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the point of this, right? So,
indeed.
All right. Well, okay. Well, we knew each other from around, but things have gotten a little flirty lately over the past few months, and, you know, some things happen here and there. I don't know, but I guess there wasn't really any kind of expectation until recently, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, yeah.
So, right. So I kind of felt like we were moving onwards towards a relationship or something, but not by a lot, but, you know, it was where things are headed. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah,
Am I just talking out of my... Okay.
No, you were good, dude. Basically, you were kind of friends, maybe kind of dating. We're not big on labels
friends
here.
Friends with benefits.
Yes.
Exactly, right? Like, no labels. Okay, so one of her friends had a birthday last weekend, and, okay, look, it's not like I don't have, like, my own wild days, you know what I mean? Like, college, back in the day, all that type of stuff.
All right.
Okay, so anyways, what I'm saying is, like, I've slowed down, like, since then. I mean, I still like to party, but, man, I mean, these girls that weekend, to keep it up with them was going to be a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so they were serious about the celebrations.
Yeah, man. It was like the Spurs won a championship, right? Like, they brought it back or something.
Okay. All right.
Like, serious. I mean, I'm telling you, like, bottles everywhere, girls screaming. It was like on the, like, tailgating. You know what I mean? Like, they were going at it.
Yeah.
It was cool. But, like, I mean, I'm just saying, enjoy yourself. No, I can't keep up, like, even if I try. You know?
I see what you're saying. So what was your strategy with all? They're going crazy, or you don't necessarily want to keep on that level.
Did you just flee?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. What do you do?
No, I just took care of myself. You know, you got to watch out. Like, if they give you a shot, maybe you pass it off real quick or dump it in a glass, something like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like, keep your head on a swivel. You know what I mean? Otherwise, like, man. I mean, man, I'm not trying to have to take all the way till Thursday to recover from a Friday night anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, we definitely know. So bottom line, this is a pretty good night for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for me. I mean, I had a great time. I was just chill, but I mean, let's be real. Everyone had a great time. Like, I probably remember more than most of them. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I was like a DD almost.
Yeah.
So like, well, I mean, they closed it down and Kat needed to ride back to her house. So I took her home, got her inside, dropped her off and just went home, you know, like, here we are. I mean, it's not like she hasn't ghosted me completely, but, you know the one word answer thing?
I do.
Oh, good.
I do.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Right, right.
They,
God.
Yeah, it's one of those. She's just not really responding regularly anymore, and I'm getting all that out now.
Right, right, right. So she's not happy with
for
you.
For something.
Right. That's what you're going with? Do we have any idea why, or?
I mean, like I said, I was trying to take it easy. Like, I wasn't out trying to party, and you know, she was like, she noticed. She was going like, why are you drinking water? This is a party.
Oh, God.
Let's do shots. You know, I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like dying inside. But I mean, I think she thought maybe I killed the vibe a little. Mm. I don't know. I mean, she could be just hungover still. I mean, for real. That was championship level. That was 99.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
Well, look,
I'm serious. It was like middle in front of Alamo Dome Park outside. That's how crazy it was. So I'm just
days.
Maybe y'all could help me with her getting her graces or something like that.
Well, hey, look, that's the hope. We'll give it a shot. Poor choice of words. We'll call Kat and see what she has to say. Coming up.
Do you mean alcohol or basketball?
Either or.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Vince and Kat, they went out and they partied. They partied. And I guess I shouldn't say they.
That is a she.
It was very much Kat partied.
Yeah, and the girls.
And Vince just kind of was there.
Yes. Yeah, just tried to pace himself. Seems like he succeeded.
But he's worried that maybe he was kind of the wet blanket.
Could have been.
He brought the vibe down.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, that goes sometimes.
He said everyone was celebrating, like, the Spurs in 99.
The dang Spurs.
And he was, like, the odd man out.
Yeah.
So she hasn't ghosted him, but she's gotten short.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can't turn things around or figure out what's really happening here. Hey, is this Kat?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
Hey, Kat, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today with this date night package that we like to give away on our show. Okay, so you would get to pick like everything you do on a night out. We'll pick up the tab and everything. Okay, so it's free. And someone entered you for this, right? Like, you did not enter yourself. And it's important to note that because as part of this deal, we give you the date night if you agree to use it with that person. Mm-hmm. So it's not a stranger. It's not someone random. You know the guy, and you have been out on a date with him before. Do you remember Vince, Kat? Do you remember Vince?
Yeah, I remember Vince.
Okay. So will that work? Does that date sound good, or what do you think?
I things aren't like happening with Vince right now, so I'm like kind of surprised.
They're not happening.
He is a guy that I guess have gone on a few dates with. I mean, we were like kind of seeing each other. I thought that we were more than friends, and I thought that he really liked me, but I don't know why he treated me like how he did. So
how did he treat you?
Yeah, like entering you for a free date, like what?
I mean, well, I don't know. I just don't feel like he's been like showing. Okay, we went out like last weekend and things got a little nuts. So yeah. He drove me home, and I'll admit that I was like, white girl wasted, I guess would be the technical term for it.
He
actually got me inside, and you know, the next day I wake up on the floor, like literally on the damn floor, just covered in a blanket with a couch pillow, and I'm like, damn, dude, you're just gonna leave me on the floor like that? Is that really how someone is like,
hang on, I can't let that keep going. No.
Really?
What? Why? Yeah, yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah, he's
Vince?
He's right on the line.
Oh my god!
Surprise!
Yeah, hold on. Wait, hold on. I just wanted to say this now because before it got off, like I didn't just leave you on the floor. Like you started on the couch and you wanted pizza rolls. Okay, so I took care of that for you, and you got a Gatorade, and then you just started snoring on the couch, and then you brought the pillow on the floor, and you were just laying there, and I got you a blanket. Like, what else do you want?
I mean, you couldn't have like brought me to bed. Like, come on, you don't just throw a blanket on me and leave.
Oh, your bed. Wait. Your bedroom's upstairs. Come on, man.
So you can at least carry me up there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't leave me on the floor in my front room. Like, seriously.
I tried. I couldn't.
You couldn't? Excuse me? You tried? Like, how did you try? What does that even mean?
I tried. Kind of, you know, I was like dragging you by your arms, but, you know.
You were trying to drag me up my stairs?
I tried. You're heavy.
What? Wait, oh my god. You couldn't lift me? That is so much worse. That is literally worse.
Wait a second.
I thought you went to the gym, you know, like you don't have any upper body strength. So you left me to just be on the floor covered in a blanket?
Hold on. Well, why does this matter? Like, what does it matter if I just can't pick you up and carry you? I gave you a blanket.
It matters. You left me like some kind of like crime scene, all because you couldn't carry me up the stairs, which is worse because you should definitely be able to carry your girlfriend. Like, that's actually important. I thought you were just being rude, but now I just find out that you're weak. Like, that's
how long is the man supposed to carry the girlfriend?
That's a great question. Are we talking like a 100-foot walk or like one flight of stairs?
Or like
where's
across
the line?
Threshold?
Yes.
Both?
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, what if you found out that your husband couldn't sweep you off your feet? And I mean, that's just like something they're supposed to do. I mean, even like, evolutionarily, like, this is important. Okay.
Or
yeah.
But you mean literally.
Okay, guys, look, let's not panic. Maybe this is a deal to some people. I don't know, but maybe there's something that's all in your head. All right. Maybe this isn't just what every dude can just, you know, toss his girl in her. I mean, you were so wasted that you would have had to be completely dead weight. Does that make it harder?
Oh yeah. Not that,
you know?
So not that you were heavy. It was a poor choice of words.
No.
You might have been heavier.
Yes. Like a sandbag.
Yeah. It's like kids, like toddlers, man.
Right.
You know, like when they don't shift their weight, they're so heavy. It's a sack of potatoes.
But look, let's just pause on this for a second, and then we'll see what people think, okay?